Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Rolfe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quel juggles the ball. That's an error on Quel. DiMaggio moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Henrich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Selkirk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes hits a line drive towards first. Dahlgren reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Rolf moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Selkirk hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. QL reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-3 in the game. Henrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Radcliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Steinbacher moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Steinbacher scores. Appling moves to third. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ollie Bijma pinch runs for Johnny Markham. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. McNair moves to third. One out. It's 4-3, Yankees. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey fires to third and picks off McNair. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hayes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.